Welcome to the SG Engage podcast, where it's all social good all the time. Sit back and relax as the brightest minds from across the social good community engage with trends, big ideas, and best practices to help you drive impact.
Hi, I'm Rachel Hutchison, and I lead corporate social responsibility at Blackbaud. We're coming up on the 8th annual Giving Tuesday, the global day of giving that happens the Tuesday after Thanksgiving as a rebuttal to the consumerism of Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Giving Tuesday provides an opportunity for all of us to give back in various ways to the causes we care about, and companies are increasingly realizing the importance of getting involved in this movement. Today, we have a special supersized episode for you about how companies can engage on Giving Tuesday, which is a topic near and dear to my heart since Blackbaud has been involved in Giving Tuesday since the very beginning. First, you'll hear my discussion with Gary Levante, Senior Vice President of Corporate Responsibility and Culture at Berkshire Bank, and then you'll hear me talk to Isima Gibbs, Director of Corporate Social Responsibility at JetBlue. You'll hear how both of these very different companies approach Giving Tuesday and get tips from them to incorporate into your own strategy. Enjoy the episode. I'm really happy to have Gary Levante, Senior Vice President of Corporate Responsibility and Culture at Berkshire Bank, join the podcast today to talk about why Berkshire Bank actively participates in Giving Tuesday. He also has some great advice to share with other companies looking to engage in this day to expand their own philanthropy, employee engagement, and community partnerships. So welcome to the show, Gary.
Hey, thanks, Rachel. Appreciate you having me on.
So let's just jump right in. I know you and I have both been passionate about Giving Tuesday pretty much from the beginning. And, you know, we're coming up on year 8. So tell us a little bit, how does Berkshire Bank celebrate Giving Tuesday?
It's a great question, Rachel. And I think we view Giving Tuesday as an opportunity for us to activate our employees in support of our core purpose, which is to financially empower our communities, reduce the wealth gap, and help all individuals realize life's exciting moments. So when we think about our core purpose, Giving Tuesday is so uniquely connected to how we can activate that core purpose. And over the last several years of Giving Tuesday, we've done and tried a few different activities. I think each year we're always trying to build off the prior year's successes or innovate and do something a little bit different to inspire our employees, our customers, and our broader communities to participate in Giving Tuesday. So that's taken the form of a number of different activities over the last few years. I think, you know, more traditionally, we encourage our employees to make gifts through our corporate employee giving program and to leverage matching gifts. We've offered special incentives for employees to give on Giving Tuesday and have additional opportunity to secure dollars for their nonprofit organizations that they're personally passionate about. Last year, we also did some surprise visits. So we engaged our employees and said, send us suggestions for organizations that you would like to surprise with a grant on Giving Tuesday. We went out across our markets in New England and the Mid-Atlantic in the U.S. and surprised a handful of organizations with grants just to say, hey, thank you for the work you're doing in celebration of Giving Tuesday. I think the other interesting tactic that we've really leveraged a lot is social media, and in particularly the unselfie movement. So really connecting Giving Tuesday and also our employees' passions by encouraging them to take pictures with a little cue card to talk about how they're giving back and giving time in addition to giving of their resources on Giving Tuesday. I think with Giving Tuesday, it's usually the message is about money. And we always encourage our employees to give time in addition to money because we feel sometimes that time, that expertise can only help amplify the impact of not just their individual efforts, but our collective effort as a company.
That's a really great point, Gary. So there is a lot of focus on the dollars on Giving Tuesday or whatever currency you're using, because this movement is really global. There are, you know, 40, 50, 60 countries that are engaging in it now, which is really incredible. And that number just continues to grow. I know Giving Tuesday Central has really focused on that a lot. But it's about giving time. It's about advocating and really using social media, as you mentioned, to kind of share what you're passionate about. So like you, you know, we at Blackbaud share this passion for choice, and whatever an employee cares about, we want them to stand up and represent that. And matching gifts, it's such a great day for them. And we see a spike in our matching gifts on that day where they're making their gifts just get a little bit bigger. So can you give a couple of examples or talk a little bit about what your employees actually do to celebrate the day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we do a whole series of different internal communications leading up to the day, on the day. We have specially scheduled volunteer events on Giving Tuesday. So we'll host, in some cases, some large-scale volunteer events for our employees to help, you know, harness our human capital to give time on Giving Tuesday. And then, again, the employee giving program, our matching gifts program. So those tactically are usually what we're doing and what our employees are taking advantage of. And then I think last year, like we mentioned, the surprise grants with our nonprofit organizations across our market was another just additional layer that we added on to amplify the message of Giving Tuesday. We've also promoted it in our retail locations and offices to our customers, in addition to our employees. You know, as a bank and as a retail bank, we have, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of customers across the U.S., and we're able to promote that message through our digital delivery channels and in our actual offices to raise awareness around Giving Tuesday, what the bank is doing on Giving Tuesday, but I think just as importantly, what they can do on Giving Tuesday as well.
I love how you're really taking this holistic approach and thinking about all of the people in your ecosystem, you know, not just your employees, but also everyone who walks into the bank every day. So you've mentioned social media before, and, you know, we all know that it's a huge social media day. There's a lot going on of people talking about what they care about, using the unselfie, really celebrating different causes. So why do you think it's so important to leverage social media on Giving Tuesday?
So social media, it's a great tool, regardless of Giving Tuesday and any time of year, to help amplify your message. And it's an own channel that you have control over that message and can help, you know, facilitate the conversation, you know, with your stakeholders. So I see social media as a key tool in which we can do that to amplify that message and share the great work we're doing, but also to curate that conversation with our stakeholders, because I think that's the important piece. It's great for us to go on social media and show and highlight all the great things we're doing, and that's important from a business perspective to drive reputation and everything, you know, along those business outcomes along those lines. But when I think of the real power of social media, it's to have that a conversation with your customers, with your community members, with your partners about why activities like Giving Tuesday are important. And I think, you know, the other thing that we think of and one of the other reasons why we really feel that social media is critical as we work to future-proof our company. Social responsibility isn't just a nice-to-do, a side thing, a department. It is the business strategy moving forward for us. It's core and baked into every area of our business. So with that evolution, social media offers us the opportunity to continue to curate and elevate that conversation with our employees and our customers and our communities. And Giving Tuesday offers a day when we can connect that conversation with those conversations that are happening across the U.S. and across the globe.
Yeah, that's a really important point. Social media, you know, some people think of it as being this really clinical thing, but I think when you use it well as a person, it provides you the ability to have a really human connection with someone. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about that human connection between your brand and your brand promise, which is standing for something that's around social responsibility, to the people you serve and the people in your community, and really standing up as a business as a part of that community. And I think people need to remember that businesses are a key part of community, and that businesses are made up of people, which I often like to say. We're not just these like faceless monoliths. So you've already kind of touched on this a little bit, but I would love it if you would explore a little more how what you're doing on Giving Tuesday is actually integrated into this broader CSR program or philosophy at Berkshire.
Yeah, absolutely, Rachel. And again, I think for us, you know, we're, you know, experiencing that evolution. So when I first joined the company, you know, 9 years ago, you know, our programs were very siloed and it was did traditional philanthropy and a little bit of volunteerism. But now we've added, you know, additional programs, additional, you know, resources and really evolve what used to be kind of these separate add-on programs into really a core part of our business strategy. And that really has materialized in a very different way this year with the announcement of the Be First commitment, which is not our CSR strategy. It is our business strategy that focuses on how we can be a more responsible, sustainable, and inclusive company that's future-proofed and better able to compete in the 21st century. So our CSR strategy is one and the same with our business strategy. And that provides, you know, not only those opportunities to break down silos internally and to really bake social responsibility into the business model, but it also allows us, as we think about Giving Tuesday, it gives us that opportunity to, again, connect that work and the work that's going on with everything that we're doing throughout our business. So when we think about, you know, how Giving Tuesday fits into that overall CSR strategy, you know, we have this core commitment to philanthropy and providing investments back in the community. So the surprise grants with our nonprofit partners, you know, align squarely with, you know, our tactics around creating more sustainable communities. When we think about encouraging employees to volunteer on Giving Tuesday and to give time in addition to their resources, it aligns squarely with, you know, our strategic investments that we're making around employee engagement and encouraging employees to pursue the causes that they care about most through our corporate volunteer program, the X Team, which has had a 100% participation rate in each of the last 3 years, you know, across the company. So when we think about these individual tactics that we can take through community investments, through volunteerism, and you connect them to Giving Tuesday and the message of Giving Tuesday, and they align right back in and right up to that overarching core strategy that we have, the Be First commitment, and ultimately that purpose that I shared earlier to financially empower our communities, reduce the wealth gap, and help all individuals realize life's exciting moments.
So you used three incredibly important words that I think every company should be focused on, actually really any organization. Sometimes I think we shouldn't just focus on the types of organizations, but talk about organizations overall, and that was responsible, sustainable, and inclusive. And those are three really, really important words. And what you're really conveying here is that you don't need that news that just came out from the Business Roundtable a couple of weeks ago to tell you that social responsibility is at the heart of your business. And I think that what you're mm-hmm. doing is really great. And you're providing that from a perspective of Berkshire Bank is a regional bank, correct?
Yeah.
You know, from a example, sometimes when I got into this profession a number of years ago, I was looking for examples of who do I look to help a small to mid-sized company grow these programs. And the examples were usually of the really, really big ones. And I love that you're, you know, showing, you know, right where you are and in your communities and through your network of banks, how you're doing it and providing such a great example for others. So let's talk a little bit about measurement, because everybody these days wants to know about measurement. So after Giving Tuesday is over, how do you step back and look at how you did and evaluate what you should keep and what you shouldn't keep?
I think we take two approaches. I'm going to use two quotes that, you know, I live my life by when it comes to measurement. I think the first is "In God We Trust, Everyone Else Bring Data." And the second is "People Hear Numbers, But They Feel Stories." And I think those two quotes summarize nicely our approach to measurement of our social responsibility programs, not just on Giving Tuesday, but all throughout the year. So when we think about Giving Tuesday and look at Giving Tuesday as a standalone event, we're looking at, you know, basic outputs that most organizations are looking at: dollars given, how many employees have participated, number of hours given, number of volunteer projects, you know, social media impressions, media impressions. So we're looking at all of those traditional key performance indicators, as well as, you know, those basic, you know, business indicators. So that's what we're looking at specifically, you know, with Giving Tuesday. And I will say we don't necessarily, you know, set a specific goal for Giving Tuesday to say we want to get X number of employees, X number of dollars. You know, really what for us, what it's about is creating an environment for our employees where they feel empowered and engaged to participate and want to participate versus us setting a goal and targeting that goal. It's about that environment where employees feel that they belong. So that's really how we are approaching Giving Tuesday. And more broadly, you know, we're using some of those same key performance indicators, you know, all year long to measure the impact of our social responsibility efforts. But then we're peeling back the layers of the onion, so to speak, and looking at how that data relates to business drivers, you know, like retention, employee engagement, reputation management, brand value, and measuring our social good programs versus our business drivers to see how we're actually, you know, driving, you know, a return on investment and driving value for the business.
Yeah, employee engagement is such a key thing. It's at the heart of what you and I both do for a living and focus on every day is, you know, we really believe, I talk about it as helping people be agents of good, but we want them to go out there and do good in the world for whatever cause they believe in. And by helping them do that, we want them to have a deeper connection with the company where they work and really value these opportunities and the way we open their eyes to things and offer them opportunities to engage on days like Giving Tuesday, but also beyond that. So employee engagement, I know, is really important to us too. And I got to tell you, the piece of data that I think is most central to me kind of getting excited on Giving Tuesday is when I look at how many of our employees have leveraged their matching gift. You know, matching gift often, if you look at research on matching gifts, they'll tell you that people tend to pick from their top causes, the things that they care the most about, to actually ask for the match. They hold them for those really special things. And so it's wonderful to see. And we also see the same things on disaster giving as well, people leveraging their matching gift. It's really nice to see that spike. It's just kind of exciting for us. And I know you probably have a pretty high engagement in that program. We have a high engagement in our program. And it's like we want to see everybody use their match. So that's pretty exciting. So what's your plug for all the companies that are out there that are listening to this podcast? What do you want to tell them about why they should do something, whatever it is, on Giving Tuesday?
The simplest answer is an opportunity to amplify your own individual impact and connect that impact with companies and people across the globe to do good. It's an opportunity to harness your employees' passion and connect that with your company resources to amplify their impact as well. So I see Giving Tuesday as a way, an easy on-ramp for companies, even companies that may not have formal giving programs or formal volunteer programs. It's a day and a framework that exists that you can easily tap into and could be an on-ramp to developing deeper programs or testing programs in the future.
So I know Asha Curran, who leads the main Giving Tuesday organization, talks about Giving Tuesday is a great day to try things out for innovation, to just test things, to not feel like you have to orient your entire program to something yet, but to be innovative. And I love that. It's also a time to have fun, to do something, you know, a little bit maybe that's not typical of your company or your brand, to just to go out there and have fun and, again, connect in a human way. So my last question for you is really practical and tactical, and that is, what tips do you have for companies, particularly the ones that are small to mid-size, not the really huge ones, who are looking to do something this year, and Giving Tuesday is coming up on December 3rd, so we don't have tons of time. What advice would you give them?
I'd say it's a great way to put it, practical and tactical. You know, I think it's really about starting small, keeping it manageable, but also getting creative and leveraging your employees' ideas. I think it's a great opportunity, again, to engage employees in the development, you know, of a potential program and development of a framework, development of an initiative to support Giving Tuesday, and also to think about how you as a company, a business, even a small business, what are your unique core competencies and how can that potentially add value to Giving Tuesday by giving time, by giving pro bono support, or maybe it's by giving dollars, or maybe it's helping to, you know, manage the dollars for a nonprofit that is participating in Giving Tuesday. And I think, You know, the other big piece that I know this has been a theme throughout our conversation is to think about Giving Tuesday as more than just giving dollars. I think that sometimes gets lost, and I think there's a tremendous opportunity to encourage, you know, employees and individuals to give time in addition to dollars on Giving Tuesday.
Sure, time and also voice, since so much is going on social media. You know, people actually just sharing the organizations they care about, helping to lift up their stories and make them real and very human. It is a very important day. And then after the day is done, it's great to sit down and regroup and say, you know, what worked and what did we like and what did not work and we don't want to do again. And then, you know, get ideas so that you can keep building, as you have with your firm, year over year, doing something more and more. So, Gary, it has been such a pleasure having you on the podcast. I want to thank you for investing the time and being here to share about Giving Tuesday, but also for all the wonderful work that you're doing and the leadership that you're showing. I do hope for all the companies that are listening to this podcast, all the organizations that are listening, that you think about what you can do on Giving Tuesday, even if it's something that's small. So thanks for being here, Gary. It's been a real treat.
Yeah, thanks, Rachel. I appreciate the opportunity, and thank you for all you and Blackbaud do to help the social good ecosystem.
You are so very welcome. I'm excited to have Aisima Gibbs, the Director of Corporate Social Responsibility at JetBlue, with us for this episode focused on how companies are engaging in Giving Tuesday. So, Aisima, thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about, and our audience here, how does JetBlue celebrate Giving Tuesday?
JetBlue celebrates Giving Tuesday in ways that only we can, and we try to celebrate it with our commitment through not only financial contributions, but volunteering and community service. So to date, our crew members have volunteered more than 1 million hours of caring. And for us, that's a big accomplishment because we're only 23,000 crew members strong. So our crew members are giving back not only through financial contributions, but really giving back in ways of really highlighting what's important to them and their communities.
So last year, you all did something called Destination Good, and you did local volunteerism. Is that something you're doing again, or do you just want to tell us what that was as a way that you celebrated Giving Tuesday last year?
Last year was above and beyond anything that we could have imagined. We dreamt up this huge initiative and brought it to fruition. So we thought about how we could surprise our customers and some of our crew members with a great trip on Giving Tuesday. And so we took a bunch of do-gooders, and I'm doing air quotes for that, to a destination so that they could do good. But the thing was that they didn't know where they were going. So people showed up to the airport on Giving Tuesday knowing that they were going to a warm weather destination and they needed their passport. And we took them to the Dominican Republic. And we had people who were interested in doing things in the education space or the environment space. And we focused on our pillars and we surprised people on a trip that allowed them to experience another culture and also do good. And it was absolutely incredible. We had about 100 volunteers that participated in this initiative. Our crew members from the Dominican Republic came out to help, and it really allowed us to use our assets in a way that we hadn't done before, and it's one of my proudest moments here at JetBlue. It was a wonderful experience.
You were exceptionally kind to lend us one of your team members last year on Giving Tuesday, who joined us at the NASDAQ where we rang the closing bell, and she did some interviews when she was there about this incredible program. I have to say, envious. It was very, very exciting. So can you talk to us a little bit more about how your employees engage on this big day of giving?
Sure. So because people fly every day, it's very difficult for us to stop all operations and allow people to go volunteer. So we spread Giving Tuesday out a little bit and celebrate the time through the month of November. We call that JetBlue for Good Month. And so we encourage people to do things. And that usually dovetails into right about when Giving Tuesday is about to start. We're wrapping up the month, and that's kind of how we celebrate. Our crew members are rewarded through our volunteer program. For every 50 hours that they volunteer, they receive 2 Positive Space tickets for the charity of their choice. So we don't have a traditional company match program, but we do really encourage our crew members to get out and participate in activities that are important to them in their local communities or in communities that they're just passionate about. So we encourage them to do that on Giving Tuesday. We always try to make sure that we're giving back in a lot of different ways, and we just highlight that around Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday is just one of the things that fits into a broader overall corporate social responsibility strategy. Do you want to tell us a little more about that strategy?
Sure. So we have surveyed our customers, we've surveyed our crew members to see kind of what bubbles up for them. What are they passionate about? And time and time again, 3 things bubble up. Youth and education, the community, which embraces and encompasses volunteerism, and the environment / sustainability. So those are things that our customers and crew members are really interested in. And those are the things that corporately we focus on. And when we initially did our volunteer program, we wanted people to volunteer in those 3 areas. And that really wasn't working for anybody. It didn't work for us because we couldn't get people to talk about what they were doing, and it didn't work for our crew members because they wanted to do what they wanted to do. And when we allowed them to do what they were passionate about, it really opened up the floodgates to allow us to exhibit what Giving Tuesday should look like 365 days a year. Last year, our 23,000 crew members volunteered almost 200,000 hours. That's volunteer hours that they logged. And we know that there are so many more crew members who are doing good in their communities and aren't logging their hours. And so as we continue to wrestle with that challenge, we just celebrate and support the crew members who are showing their good works every single day by being out in the community and doing a lot of good. So we're really proud of that. And we're also really trying to spearhead how important Giving Tuesday is, but how important it is to make that every day. How do you give back all the time? How do you talk about how you give back? How are you really supporting your community? Because we believe that is one of the best ways to continue to measure our brand and showcase our brand, not measure, but showcase our brand, what JetBlue really stands for and what we're all about.
Really actually just answered the next thing I was going to ask about why it was important to do this. It really is about living your brand promise. And I love what you said about how, you know, Giving Tuesday is really important, and it's a wonderful day, as you have already touched on, to incubate ideas, to try things out, do something a little different. But really, it's about the whole year, too. Like, you know, how do you take that passion and celebrate and support what your people want to do, whether it's your customers or your employees, throughout the whole year?
You know, just as an example, with all that's happening in the Bahamas and how we have flights to the Bahamas and we've flown there for so long, and thank goodness our crew members were okay. But, you know, maybe some of their family members were not okay. And just seeing that devastation on the island, we really wanted to do something special for the Bahamas. And we actually had the opportunity to partner with Hampton University and the students from the University of the Bahamas that were displaced. We were able to fly them here so they could attend Hampton University, and Hampton's going to put them up and allow them to attend school so that their academic path and trajectory isn't interrupted because of Mother Nature. And then we're raising money to help. Our crew members have contributed almost $25,000 to just be able to say, we see you and we acknowledge that there's a struggle here and this is how we want to help. And so, you know, when we make that donation, that's our Giving Tuesday. When we fly folks up from the Bahamas to Hampton so they can continue their education, that's our Giving Tuesday. And so we want to celebrate that day in a special way, but we want to make sure that we are stepping up to the plate whenever possible so that we can continue to let our crew members know that caring, which is one of our values, is alive and well here, and not only taking care of each other, but making sure that we exhibit caring throughout our community.
That is such a wonderful story and such a unique and wonderful way that JetBlue was able to help. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I think that's really neat. And it doesn't always happen on our schedule, right? You know, it happens when the world needs us.
Yes.
Yeah, I tell people that, you know, we work with about 45,000 nonprofit organizations in addition to working with companies and individuals and foundations. And disaster comes in different forms every day, you know, depending on how you define it. So
yes.
It's a year-round business.
Absolutely.
So let's talk a little bit about impact measurement reporting. How do you measure the success of what you're doing on Giving Tuesday, or just more generally in your overall corporate social responsibility work?
So, you know, I think when community relations was starting to morph into corporate social responsibility or corporate citizenship or social impact, I think we started looking at what we were doing, and a lot of it had revolved around making a donation and maybe attending a dinner. But we realized that we have to be able to talk about not only the outcomes, but the impact. What we did is fine, but how did that help somebody? What was the overall impact? And so, for example, one of our programs, Soar with Reading, is a summer initiative where we give age-appropriate books to children in areas where they could not purchase a book and where the library might be their only option for getting books. And so we're trying to encourage readership and in building your own home library. And so this program allows us to do that. And this summer, we put vending machines in New York City, one in every borough, two in Queens, because that's our home. And we partnered with the Queens Library. The Queens Library, we did not even know the vending machines could give out as many books as the Queens Library gave out. And so it was a wonderful partnership. People could go pick out a book and bring it back and also pick up a book and build their home library. But we also worked with NYU to measure the impact of that initiative. So how's the vocabulary of the students that are coming in and the people that are repetitively picking up books, what have they learned and how do they articulate what they've learned? And, you know, when we were working with Broward County a few years ago, when we brought the vending machines there, we tested the children at the beginning of the end of the school year and at the beginning of the school year. So we're really trying to measure the impact of our programs to show other companies, in fact, and other educators that to dispel the myth that maybe in low-income neighborhoods people aren't necessarily as passionate about educational opportunities for their children, or to show, you know, retailers maybe that people would come and purchase books if they had that opportunity, or to show educators how important it is for kids to have their own books at home. So we are trying to continue to measure the impact of the work that we do in various ways, but I think most companies are trying to move away with just reporting outcomes and starting to look a little bit deeper in what the impact of their social initiatives are.
And that is hard because, you know, you're trying to move the needle on an area that's affected by other challenges that these kids might have. But what's so great about what you're sharing is that's not stopping you from really trying to measure it in a thoughtful way. And I expect that you're on an evolution, that you're learning from what you're trying to measure. And that feeds what's next.
Absolutely. I think for us, even with this reading program, one of the things that, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And so when we started, we didn't realize how valuable it was to have children look at the books and make a conscious choice. And what they had to do was read the title or look at the pictures. But there was learning happening in that way. We didn't realize that we talked about families reading together. But if children don't have books at home, parents don't have books at home either, most likely. And so we started to put a title in there for either older teens or for adults so that everybody could read at home. And so so when we talked about setting aside time for reading, that became a family activity. So we continue to learn and grow and make sure that we are responsive to the communities that we're serving. When we were in San Francisco, and this was the sixth year of the vending machine program. When we were in San Francisco, we ordered books in Mandarin because we go into a community, ask what the need is, try to meet that need, and we're sensitive to some of the nuances of those communities. But I have to say that the Queens Public Library, we gave out 66,000 books over the summer just via the vending machines, and the Queens Public Library gave out probably close to 36,000 of those books.
So that's terrific. I mean, I love books. The first nonprofit board I ever served on was a literacy organization, and it was for adults. And one of the reasons, one of the many reasons people would come to the organization, and a lot of them were employed and worked, and they would come in, you know, with their T-shirts that have their company names on them, but they couldn't get beyond a certain level of employment without obviously knowing how to read. And that was a big motivator. But another big motivator is they wanted to read to their children. And that was something that we heard over and over again, that, and some of that had to do with, you know, language differences as well. People coming from other countries and living in the U.S. and struggling with English as a second language and all of that. So it's exciting that you're having such reach. And I love the point you made about Mandarin, about and listening, that you don't just say, "Hey, Queens gave out 66,000 books, so we're gonna go and put those same books in another demographic," because it might be, it's a different demographic. You have to listen to what they actually need.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a really big point for anybody trying to do good in the world, that you shouldn't assume that what your idea is for how to accomplish that is actually what the people who you're trying to serve want or need. Sometimes it's those little things we have to remember.
And we have to be sensitive to that.
So, just circling back to Giving Tuesday here, final couple questions. So why do you think it's important for companies like yours, companies like mine, to step up and do something on Giving Tuesday?
I think it's important because it shows a universal demonstration of the importance of giving back. When we look at public-private partnerships, we realize that government can't solve all of the needs independently. And we also realize that some of these nonprofits are struggling. They're struggling for so many different reasons. But if everybody takes a moment and acknowledges that there is some nonprofit that I have a affinity to, that I am attracted to, that I feel is doing good in the world, and we make a small donation, that collectively that makes a big impact. And I think Giving Tuesday is one of the days, in addition to National Day of Service and other days, where we just say, as a nation, this is important, and I'm going to participate in this global initiative.
It's definitely a day where the topic of giving, and always, whether it's time, whether it's money, whether it's voice, is really elevated and amplified. And, you know, I think that's great because we need more of those days.
I think so, we do. We definitely do.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, days around community service, and but we have so much need in the world, and we're not going to knock it if we, you know, just hold things back and only do them at certain times. So I have one final question for you, and it's a really practical one, and that's, what kind of tips do you have for companies that are seeking to do something really impactful on Giving Tuesday? I mean, not everyone has a fleet of airplanes available to be able to do really cool things on the day, but there are different ways companies can align their goals with their businesses, and what advice would you give our listening audience?
So I think there are a few things. One, I would say, is what can you do to make an impact? So we don't have, not everybody has a fleet of planes. We don't have a ton of money. And so we use some of the assets that we have in order to make a difference. I think people have to figure out what that is. It's great to be able to align some of the work that you're doing with your business. And if you can do that seamlessly, then that's something that you should do. And I think the other thing is that sometimes people look at, I spoke to somebody the other day who has a great volunteer program, but they don't necessarily have a CSR department. And she's trying to figure out how to bridge the two and just start talking about the work that you're doing. So I think that one thing that you can do on Giving Tuesday, whether your team is big and you have a huge big CSR team or you don't, how do you talk about the impact of the work that you're doing through volunteerism? It's a chance for people to amplify their voice internally and externally.
That's wonderful advice. And I know Asha Curran, who leads Giving Tuesday now, you know, talks often about what an important day Giving Tuesday is to try something new, to take maybe a little bit of a different approach or a little bit of a step in a different direction without feeling like you have to change everything. You can incubate ideas and then learn from them.
And I think learning is important. That's, you incubate and learn.
Yeah, we always need to remember to listen and to learn, for sure. So, Aisima, I want to thank you for spending time with us to talk about JetBlue, talk about all the great things that you're doing, and to give some advice on Giving Tuesday.
And I want to thank you for even thinking that we had a message that was worthy of sharing, so I appreciate it.
Oh, you have an amazing message. It's wonderful. So thank you so much to our listening audience for joining the SG Engage podcast. And if you are from a company and you're listening to this, I hope that you're inspired and you do something on Giving Tuesday and you just learn from it. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.